J.G. Ballard's futuristic 1975 novel High Rise is about a group of people living in a luxury high-rise apartment building where neighbors organize themselves according to their respective social classes. Literally. The lower class lives on the lower floors, the middle class in the middle, and the upper class occupies the most luxurious apartments on the highest floors. Tribal class warfare ensues. Here's an excerpt.
Lang crouched over the fire, testing the hindquarters of the Alsatian with a skewer. Shivered in the cold air flowing up the face of the high rise, with an effort repressing his memory of the bone pit. At times he suspected that some of the residents had reverted to cannibalism, the flesh that had been stripped with a surgeon's skill from many of the corpses. The lower level residents, under constant pressure and discrimination, had probably given in to necessity.
Robert, what are you doing?
Alice's querulous voice roused Lang from his reverie. Wiping his hands on his apron, he hurried into the bedroom.
It's all right. Dinner's nearly ready.
He spoke in the reassuring, childlike voice he had used during his hospital training with the duller of his child patients, a tone at variance with the intelligent and bored gaze of the two women in the bed.
You're filling the place up with smoke,
Eleanor told him.
Are you sending up signals again?
No, it's the telephone directories. The paper must be made of plastic. Alice shook her head wearily.
What about Eleanor's batteries? You promised to find some. She's got to start reviewing again.
Yes, I know. Lang looked down at the blank screen of the portable television set sitting on the floor beside Eleanor. He felt stumped for an answer. Despite all his efforts, the last of the batteries had been used. Dusk had settled, and the embers of the fire glowed in the darkness. The silhouette of the large dog on the spit resembled the flying figure of a mutilated man, soaring with immense energy across the night sky, embers glowing with the fire of jewels in his skin. Lang looked out at the high-rise 400 yards away. A temporary power failure had occurred, and on the seventh floor, all the lights were out. Already, torch beams were moving about in the darkness as the residents made their first confused attempts to discover where they were. Lang watched them, contentedly, ready to welcome them to their new world.
That's Eric Yves Garcia, reading from J.G. Ballard's novel, High Rise.